Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and dial in from your cell phone or landline and listen live to today's show. And if you want to comment or give your opinion, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will put you on the air. All right? 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, guys, thanks for tuning in. Today's word of the day is welter. Welter, W-E-L-T-E-R, welter. Welter is a verb, and the first meaning is to rise and fall or toss about in or with waves. To rise and fall or toss about in or with waves. And the second meaning is to become deeply sunk, soaked, or involved. And the third meaning is to be in turmoil. That is welter. So welter, the first meaning that I talked about, to rise and fall or toss about in or with waves. Waves, W-A-V-E-S, waves, like the waves in at the beach. And that's what I'm thinking about. And I'm going to be, well, the family will be going to the beach soon. And whenever we go to the beach, this happens to us. Welter. This happens to us. We rise, we rise and we fall, or we get tossed about with waves, in waves, with waves, in waves and with waves. So that's a good word, welter. Welter. I have to remember that. Welter means to rise and fall or toss about in or with waves. Excuse me, guys. So that's our word of the day. Now, today's weather. Right now, it's, let's see, we're updating right now. Right now it's 75 degrees in the ATL. It's partly cloudy. We're looking at a high of 80 degrees today, a low of 66 tonight. Tuesday, sunny, 88, low 62. Wednesday, sunshine. No rain in the forecast all the way through Thursday. And we're in the mid to up 80s all week long. Plenty of sunshine and in the low 60s at night. So that's the weather for the ATL, and you can look up the weather in your city yourself. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, before I get into the show, I just wanted to say something real quick about Muhammad Ali. And as all of you probably have heard, unless you haven't been had your TV on in the last 4 or 5 days, Muhammad Ali died, I think, on last Friday. Don't hold me to that, but maybe something like that. It may have been even before that. But his legacy will live on forever. I mean, this guy did so much and had so much influence on so many people that it's just mind-boggling what he did throughout his life. And I don't know how a fan like me or you would honor him now, but I know I have a couple of pictures of Muhammad Ali, and I'll keep those for a long time, I guess. maybe they'll be worth something one day. And there aren't any signed ones or anything like that, but there are some nice pictures of Muhammad Ali. Now, so to him and his family, our prayers from the Frank Williams Show. Now, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show. And today's show is, I put in here, is Cleveland done? Is Cleveland done? Question mark. Will LeBron ever get another ring? Question mark. So I want to discuss the remaining games for the finals and if the Cleveland faithful get what they are so desperately looking for in Cleveland. I just don't think so. I mean, you know, I'm not a LeBron fan. I'm really not. Think he's a great player, but I believe that, you know, he's not a player like a Kobe Bryant. Kobe was someone that he could score at will, virtually. He could score at will. LeBron can't score at will. He can get to the basket and all this, but he can't just, you know, he's not capable of blowing off 8-10 straight points. Capable of it, but he doesn't do it, okay? Point blank, he doesn't do it. A superstar has to be one that takes over a game. That can take over a game. See, back when we were coming up, when we were in the heyday of watching a lot of basketball, we had Michael Jordan, right? Jordan could score at will. Okay, if he got the ball, you could give him the ball and he could make moves and score. He could come from around the pick, catch the ball and score. Sometimes he got hot from the 3-point line and you couldn't stop him. He could go to the basket and score. I mean, he just had a plethora of moves and ways to score the basketball. But these guys these days, to me, these guys these days do not work on their 15 to 18 foot game. You know, when you get to the basket and you amongst the trees, it's hard to score. But if you got a guy who's one-on-one and you can make a move and then come up on him from 15 to 18 feet and you can't miss that shot, that is scoring at will. LeBron doesn't have that. Cleveland doesn't have somebody who they can go to and score like that. So their problem is, LeBron's problem is, he doesn't have any help, okay? Kevin Love, I think he's a real softy, okay? The way that he, you know, I think he doesn't like to lose. And when they got down quite a bit, he got hit in the back of the head by inadvertent arm or elbow or whatever. That wasn't a blow that would take you out of the game for the rest of the game. I just don't see that. And I think he's soft. And so he hadn't showed up. Kyrie didn't show up on yesterday. LeBron didn't show up on yesterday. I don't know what the box scores were, but again, they lost by 33 points. I mean, you get to the championship, you the champs from the East, and you go into go out of town to play a game, and you get crushed by 33 points. These are the final games of the season. There's not another round to play. Okay, you have to leave it all on the floor. And the way what I was saying is, well, the reason I think Cleveland is done, like I say, LeBron doesn't have any help. They say LeBron got all his pieces this year, so he's going to win a championship this year because he got all the pieces. He didn't have all his pieces last year. Well, he's got all his pieces this year, but they're not showing up. No one's showing up. Not even him. Playing real, like, real soft game that Cleveland's playing. J.R. Smith. We don't even know J.R.'s on the floor. The little guy, the other guy, the guy that comes off the bench and hit people between their legs, Dellen Mudobah, we don't even know he's in the game. Shumpert coming off the bench, he's not in the game. Scored 3 points. Tristan Thompson, the rebounding king. We don't even know he's in the game. I mean, and then, you know, after a while in the fourth quarter, they gave up. Seven minutes left in the game, they gave up, start putting all these other guys in the game. Got stomped. I mean, what's the, you know, I don't see what the fascination is with LeBron James. Why do people call him the best player in the world? I just don't see that. He's not showing me that. I think that they're pressing so hard trying to win a championship for Cleveland that they're like I said, they're pressing too hard. They're not relaxed. They're not playing relaxed, you know. And because of that, they will not. They may win one game. I'd say, you know, a guy asked me, how many games you think it'll go? I said 5 or 6. I'll give them 1, maybe 2 wins. Okay? Other than that, they're done. I think if, you know, for sure come in and lose Game 3 in Cleveland, if they lose Game 3 to the Golden State in Cleveland, then you can definitely wash your hands of this series. Now they've lost 2 already, and so I forgot the statistics, but it's a high percentage right now that they will not win the championship after losing the first 2 games. As far as history goes, down 0-2 usually means disaster for the other team as far as percentages. I think it's like 66% loss. 66% of the teams in the history going down 0-2 have lost the championship. And then you go down 3-0, you know what this history is for that. It's no one has ever come back from 3 games down, from being down. It looks like a sweep to me. From last night, from the way these guys played last night and the way Cleveland played last night, it looks like it's going to be a sweep. Okay, that's all I can say. It looks like it's going to be a sweep from the way that Cleveland played last night. If they don't put their big boy pants on and get down in the trenches and start working, they're not going to see the light of day, because the way that Golden State plays and the way that they score in bunches is just controlling. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. You guys can call in and comment on the show, comment on the game, give your opinion of what's going to happen over the next few games here. And then, you know, the second part of this show is, will LeBron ever get another ring? And my guess is no. Unless he goes to another team, you know, there's a lot of talk that he will go back to the Miami Heat after this year, because he signed a 2-year contract with the second year being an option year, so he doesn't have to play for Cleveland next year. He can opt out and play for someone else. And I believe that, you know, he may opt out and can go back to Miami. If he goes back to Miami, I think that that's where he wants to retire and that he wants to live in Miami and this and that. But I don't know. I mean, who knows? It's just a theory that people throw out there. But I don't think LeBron will ever get another ring. Now, he talks about being on a team with him and Durant and Carmelo and Dwayne Wade. But, you know, that's pretty far-fetched. Okay, that's pretty far-fetched. But if you think about it now, Wade is in his last year of contract with Miami. Durant's in his last year of contract with Oklahoma City. LeBron has an option year this next year. So all three of those guys are kind of free for next year. And then Carmelo in New York, I mean, I don't know. You know, he has a no-trade clause in his contract. So, you know, he'd have to approve a trade if he goes somewhere else. So, you know, you never know. But I don't think LeBron will get another ring. This would be his sixth championship he's been to. He's already 2-3. He's going to be 2-4 at the end of this championship. And I don't think he'll get another ring. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Call in, press the number 1, and I'll put you on the show for any comments or opinions about the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Golden State Warriors, if y'all think that that Cleveland will win another game. Now, again, you know, LeBron can't do it by himself. This isn't 1-on-1. This is 5-on-5. So you have to have the support of other players in order to win. Again, LeBron is not a big-time scoring machine like a Michael Jordan or even a Kobe Bryant. He's not that. And I don't think he'll ever be that, because he doesn't work on that kind of game. He's a bruiser where he wants to drive into the goal and, you know, hit and bump and try to score that away, instead of trying to drive to the basket and stop and shoot that 12-15-foot jump shot. But he doesn't have a 12-15-foot jump shot. He has one, but he can't use it like a Kobe or a Jordan was. You could go to those guys and they'd score you 2 points at any point in the game. But Cleveland doesn't have that. LeBron doesn't have the help that he needs to make it happen. I mean, they beat the hell out of the Hawks. They beat the hell out of Toronto. But, you know, Toronto definitely not the Golden State Warriors. Atlanta, far from the Golden State Warriors. And, you know, Cleveland just beat them like they were drums, like they were going to walk all the way through to the championship. And they got to the championship, but they've hit a wall. And I think that I've told everyone that I talked to that Golden State is going to pour it on. They score way too fast. And it's hard to stop. If you stop one of them, someone else is going to pick it up. If you stop him, someone else is going to pick it up. And that's what LeBron needs. LeBron needs something like that to make things happen. And they don't have that. Now they're going back to Cleveland. I don't know when the game is. Let's see if I can find out when the game is. But they're going back to Cleveland now. And, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens when they get back to Cleveland. But I think that that they're going to get swept. So the final score last night was 110-77. They lost by 33 points. And the next game is Wednesday, 9 o'clock. They'll be in Cleveland, okay? And then game four is Friday at 9 o'clock. Game five will be Monday night, 9 o'clock. So I'm going to miss these games. I'll be working. But, you know, I'll know everything that goes on with the games, although I'm at work. But, you know, Wednesday and then Friday. So I think Friday is going to be the last game. That's just my opinion. Okay? And we'll see. We'll see what the turnout is Wednesday. Again, if they lose Wednesday, everyone knows that no one in the history of the NBA has ever come back from an 0-3 deficit. Okay? I was hearing yesterday, it's like you got a 40% chance of being the champs when you're down 0-2. So the odds are against you right now. The odds are way in the other team's favor. And, you know, as far as the city of Cleveland goes, I mean, you know, y'all trashed LeBron when he left Cleveland. Now he's back trying to win a championship. I don't think it's going to happen. Okay? You Cleveland fans out there and your LeBron fans out there who are listening to the show, I know you're out there because I see a couple of y'all up on the show that I know. That you know, that's it. That's what's going to happen. LeBron is not going to win this championship. And I don't believe he's going to get to another one. Okay? So this may be it for LeBron. And then if you want to say something to me about this, go ahead and call into the show. 818-301-5834. Press the number 1. And I'll put you on the air and you can give your opinion or your comments. But Cleveland is done. Okay? They're done. So, you know, again, he gets, they're in a desperate situation. They're in a desperate situation where I think they're pressing way too much. I mean, it's like you being in the game. If you're in the game and a team is beating you like a drum and you have to try to come back and you have to do something to try to, you know, tie the game or go ahead, then you start really pressing really hard to score. And if you don't have any help, when you press hard to score and you don't score, you get frustrated. Okay, and that's exactly what happened to Cleveland on yesterday. They weren't scoring. They get frustrated, but Golden State would go back to the other end and shoot a three. That is heart wrenching. If you're a basketball player, if you ever played the game, and you're trying to get back in the game, and you miss a bucket. And the other team come on the other end and score a three or get fouled and go to the line and score a three or whatever. You are in desperation mode. Cleveland is in desperation mode. If they're not, then they're going to get swept. But LeBron's going to have to come out this next game because they're going to push him this way. Y'all watch this now. They're going to push LeBron to come out and go crazy in this next game. I mean, that's going to be the mantra. You know, you got to say, LeBron, this is your team. You're going to have to come out playing like gangbusters on Wednesday night. Y'all going to have to play like y'all out of y'all minds the next two games. If they win the next two games in Cleveland, then, of course, they have a chance. But if they lose this first game Wednesday night, they're going to hold their heads down. They're going to stick their tail between their legs, and they're going to walk off the floor like they're done. And then Friday night's game won't even be close. Okay? That's my opinion. I'm going to stick with it, and I believe that's what's going to happen. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. That's all the time I have today, but join me tomorrow, same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care of yourselves, guys. It's Monday. Have a great week, and I'll see you when I see you. It's Frank. I'm over.